Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ashar of Hazrat Aqdas Arif Billah Hazrat Moana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Ah Jo 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 Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. To Jahan Ka Maza Usko Haasil Nahi. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں مل نہیں مل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہ رہ رہنے کے تو قابل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے اپنے اپنے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے من دل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہن بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى اما بعد فرینڈز There are things that we take in our life for granted on a daily basis. Things that we just come in and we just take for granted. Allah, for years and years we've been listening to our Hazrat Wala and we've just taken it for granted. Now that we're having to do it ourselves, realize, and Allah give us tawfiq of appreciating. Nevertheless, these are the words of our illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, whom he has Zamana Hazrat Mona Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which is entitled Ah, Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Ka Hamil Ka Hamil Nahi. Oh, what a pity upon the soul, upon that heart, that is not the carrier, that doesn't have in it your love. Oh Allah. Hazrat Allah says, Do Jaha Ka Maza Usko Hasil Nahi, Ah, Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. That person who does not have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, though jaha ka maza, he cannot find the pleasure of both these worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly in Quran Sharif that whoever, whether it be a male or female, whoever does good actions and whoever lead a life according to the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّوْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. You will give him a very, very comfortable life. A life, our Dada Shaykh used to say very, very beautifully, that if Spain can invent a watch which is waterproof, then why is it impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to create a heart which will be worry-proof, that will have no worries in it. So if a person will build his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the pleasures and the enjoyment of both the worlds. And yea, Allah is saying, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ, that most certainly, undoubtedly, definitely, emphasis upon emphasis, the letter fa, the letter lam, the noon with the tajdeed upon it, every three emphasis in one word, to emphasize and stress the importance of it, that person who will do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do, will realize the purpose of him coming into this world, will make preparation for akhirat, that person who will build a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely bless him with the pleasures of both the worlds. Now that person who does not have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just leading a life without any direction, without any purpose, without any motive of where he's got to reach, where he's going, which are the stations ahead which Hazrat Allah mentions in this poem, then he is definitely void of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, void of the pleasures of both the worlds. Then Hazrat Allah says, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Oh Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls towards him. That just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, Hazrat Mulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, always mentions the couplet, that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to pull towards him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the arrangements for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him the way. So yeah, he's saying that, ah, aap chahe hame, oh Allah, if you desire us, if you pull us towards you, then this is your favor upon us. Otherwise, if you look in this world, how many a person, in fact the majority of people in this world, do not have iman. The great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us birth in Muslim homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from kufr, from shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us towards the company of the Ahlullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, showed us an inkling, opened up our eyes a little bit that we can realize the purpose of our life, This is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, nothing from ourselves. Many a time, we can say that, you know, today I was going to be in such a big problem. I got saved from an accident just by an inch, just by a millimeter. Maybe it's because I read my Ishraq. Or maybe because I read my Yasin Sharif. No, nothing. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever comes to you from goodness is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing from our side. So, oh Allah, if you pull us towards you, if you have blessed us with this love of yours, oh Allah, you'd lie, you take us towards you, then this is your favor upon us. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. What am I? I am nothing. If I look and that person who came in front of one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that king in his pomp and his glory, this person didn't give way and he said, do you know who I am? He said, yes, I know very well who you are. Tell who you are. Your start was that impure drop of sperm, and your end is going to be that the worms are going to eat you up in the qabr. In between, you are carrying two bags of filth in your stomach. This is your reality. So, oh Allah, if you pull us towards you and you show us the right path and you bless us with your love and you make jazb of us, then this is your favor upon us. Allah, that you bless us with iman. Allah, all your favors upon us, this is your favor upon us. Otherwise, in reality, we are not even worthy of being called. We are not even worthy of being looked upon. Now, if nobody even looks towards us, then there's nothing surprising in it. Whatever goodness is, it is from you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sohbat ehle dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham nahi, uska dil nahi. That person who did not find the companionship of one of the awliya Allah, of one of the people who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then uska gham gham nahi, uska dil nahi. That his worry and his concern is not really a concern. It's not really a worry. It is just an effort in some direction. A person may be trying to get a promotion at work. A person may be trying to get another position in government. A person may be in the sports field. A person may be in whichever field he may be. He has got a concern, but that concern is not really a concern. The real concern and the real object and the purpose of life, the real purpose that should be in a person's heart, should be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus you will get in the company of those who have already got it. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inculcating in your life taqwa, Allah consciousness, and that you will only get in the company of those who have already got it. Hazrat Shah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if two people are brought before me and nothing is told to me about them, then in 5 minutes I will be able, in a few moments I will be able to tell you that which one of them has got the companionship of some Ahlullah, which one of them has got some spiritual nurturing, which one of them has got some training, and which one is bereft of it. So, Sohbat-e-Ehl-e-Dil jisne paayi na ho, that person who did not get the companionship of one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may be having many concerns, he may be having many objectives in life, but those objectives are not true objectives. The true objective and the true purpose of life is to inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's heart, is to inculcate Allah consciousness in one's heart. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. That place where a person that does not get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person like me may be teaching in madrasa for how many years, I'm doing a lot of work of deen, as an example is always given, that a person is doing his work on his computer and then he pressed the button print and went to the printer and he came and he found that everything was blank. There was no toner in the printer. Or instead of pressing the save button, he pressed the delete button. And what did he realize? That nothing. He thought, I did so much work. I worked day and night. I finished all my work. And instead of pressing save, he pressed delete and everything went away. Now a person doing a lot of work, maybe doing work of deen also, but there's no sincerity in it. There's no love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. There's no objective. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. There's a hadith which is very, very generally known and very popularly known even amongst masses, which is taught to our children even in madrasa in class 1. A hadith which is well known to everybody, that now all our actions, we may be doing a lot of work, maybe doing this and maybe doing that. But if it does not bring Allah consciousness, if it does not bring sincerity into one's life, if it does not bring the purpose and objective into a person's heart, that where I am heading and where what will be, then ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. It may be a station, like a person travelling between one city and another by train or by taxi, whatever they came by bus. There may be stations in between, but that is not his station, the station where he wants to get off. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. That person, oh Allah, that person who links his heart to any being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to anything, to any of the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he trespasses the limit. غیر حق سے جو لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, that person who links his heart to any being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to some painted dolly in this world, to something which is haram, then تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. Outwardly he may be looking like a big wali, he may be looking like a big maulana, like a big mufti sahab like myself, but inwardly he is nothing. تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. In essence, he is not a person who possesses your love. He is not a person who possesses the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person, forget being a guide towards others, he will not even be himself. He himself won't be salih. Himself he won't be naik. Himself he won't realize where he is heading. So teri ulfat ke gham ka wa hamil nahi. That person is not a person who possesses the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi. کوئی لیلہ نہیں, کوئی محمل نہیں. او اللہ, آئی ایم اونلی یورز, مائی آبجیکٹو آف لائف از اونلی ٹو ریچ یو. حضرت مولانا رشید احمد گنگوہی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, ٹوارڈ دی اینڈ آف ہز لائف, آلویز دا دعا, اللہم کن لنا وجعلنا لک, او اللہ بیکم آورز اینڈ میک اس یورز, او اللہ بیکم آورز اینڈ میک اس یورز. سو یہ آلسو حضرت علیہ سینگ, آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں. او اللہ, آئی ایم اونلی یورز, مائی آبجیکٹ آف لائف از اونلی ٹو فائنڈ یو. تیرے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشا, تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. او اللہ, ٹو میٹ یو, شو می, ٹیل می سم ایڈریس, وے کین آئی کم, وے کین آئی میٹ یو. او اللہ, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. او اللہ, کم ان ٹو مائی ہارٹ, کم ان ٹو مائی آئز, میری آنکھوں میں آ جا, سما جا میرے دل میں. او اللہ, کم ان ٹو مائی آئز, کم ان ٹو مائی ہارٹ, آئی اونلی, مائی کنیکشن از اونلی وتھ یو. آئی ہیو گاٹ ریسپانسبلٹیز ان لائف, آئی ہیو گاٹ ٹو لک آفٹر مائی فیملی, آفٹر مائی فیملی, آئی ہیو گاٹ ٹو ڈو دس, آئی ہیو گاٹ ٹو ڈو دیٹ, بٹ او اللہ, مائی آبجیکٹ از اونلی یو, آئی اونلی وانٹ یور لو. کوئی لیلہ نہیں, کوئی محمل نہیں, I don't have any other purpose in life. There is no other concern that I have in life. I only want to reach you. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہل, بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں. حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یوزنگ ہز اون نیم از سینگ دیٹ آئی ایم اناؤنسنگ دس, بیٹنگ اے ڈرم. ایون دیز ڈیز اف یو گو ان ٹو انڈیا اینڈ انٹو دی ولیجز, دیٹ ایٹ دی ٹائم آف سحری پیپل آر اویکنڈ, پیپل گو ان دی اسٹریٹ ناکنگ دی ڈرم, بیٹنگ دی ڈرم, دیٹ دی ٹائم آف سحری از اپ, ناؤ اٹ ہیز اسٹاپ ایٹنگ. اینڈ ان دس وے اناؤنسمنٹس آر میڈ, ویڈنگز ٹیک پلیس, دے اناؤنس دی پلیسز, ناکنگ دی ڈرم, بیٹنگ دی ڈرم. So Hazrat Wala is saying that beating the drum of the person who makes announcement loudly at the top of my voice, I am announcing this, Behre Ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi, that there is no shore to the love of Allah, to the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every other work that a person may have in his life, how many a person, he feels that he's got everything. I needed a job, I got a job. I needed a promotion, I got a promotion. I wanted to become a CEO, I became CEO. I wanted to become president, I became president. After that, he gets fed up with life. And then he commits suicide. So, everything has got a shore, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a thing, it has got no shore. The more you go into it, the more you immerse yourself into it, the more you realize there's even more. There's no shore. This is such a sickness. Jo jo dawa karte gaye, bimari barhti gayi. That as we try to remedy the ailment, we saw that it became even more and more. The more we immerse ourselves in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we saw that this is nothing. There is still more. There is never an end. Like the pleasures of this world, there's always a limit to it. But the pleasures of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no shore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين, صدق الله المولانا العظيم. May Allah bless us with this taqwa and in the gathering of all the people who have come to learn taqwa. We all have come to learn taqwa. May Allah bless us also with taqwa. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that when people come to me, and mainly were ulama, and they want the islah, I advise them to stay here in the khanqa. And then he says that we don't know which person in the majlis, by his barakat, that person's work will get done. So it just shows the great tawadu of our great, great Akabir. So we don't know who is accepted by Allah, and by He, and many times, small, small children also. And many of our buzurgs, when they had to lay like a foundation stone, they would call a small child. They put his hand, because he's masoom, free of guna. So may Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of we don't know who, bless us all with that taqwa, inshallah. We were reading these letters to Hazrat about Islah, about self-reformation. One person writes, دوران تراویح ماضی کے بعض معاملات بار بار ذہن میں گھومتے لگتے ہیں. See, during تراویح time, some things of the past, some matters of the past keep on coming in my mind. So, توجہ اللہ رکھنے کی کیا تدبیر اختیار کرے? What should I do to concentrate, that I keep my mind towards Allah Ta'ala? And usually when a person has got some problem, something, then that comes all the time. Even in namaz, all the time, you're just thinking of that. So Hazrat writes, what a beautiful answer. Bar bar dil ko Allah ki huzoor mein hazir karte rahe. Continuously bring, put your heart in the remembrance of Allah. That is, those thoughts are coming continuously. You continuously put your heart towards Allah Ta'ala. And the same example, like a mother walking with the child, every time the child takes out the hand and goes away. So every time, bring the child back again. So all the thoughts that come, whenever our thoughts go away, and you become conscious, bring them back again. And we start thinking of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Next question he asks, Tabligh, Islahi Nafs, or Tadreez? The three efforts of deen, Tabligh, Islah of our nafs, and to teach in a Darul Uloom. Ke shobon mein se kis mein masroof raha jaye? Of these three departments, which department should I engage myself in? Now, this mainly the three departments, others also, but what should I do? Hazrat writes, deen ke tamam shobe aham hai. All the departments of deen are important. Apne apne waqt aur mawaqi par. According to the time and according to the occasion, take part in everything. One alim asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that Jamaat brothers want us to go in gusht, etc. But we are busy. So Mufti Sahib asked him, when are you busy? He was teaching in a maktab. So he, those days from 2 to 5. So when is gusht? After Maghrib. So he says, then what's the problem? So according when you have to teach, teach. When you have to go in gusht, go in gusht. May Allah give us all tawfiq to take part in all the efforts of deen and realize the importance of all the efforts of deen. And the idea is to bring deen alive in ourselves, in everyone. And all the efforts are the same. Whether a person is teaching in a madrasa, is also to bring deen in his life and then to make it alive in the ummah. Tabligh also, islah also. And we should join all the efforts and take part wherever we can, as much as we can. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. This is a question, looks like a lady is asking. Sabr ke pehle darje, as-sabr al-ibadah mein kami hai. The first stage of sabr is to make sabr on ibadah. That is, a person must be regular on his ibadah. The second stage is just to make sabr to stay away from sin. And the third stage is to make sabr on difficulties and hardships. So she writes this one stage of sabr that a person must be continuously punctual on his ibadat. Many times we do make ibadat, but then we are not punctual. So of that she's asking. Dusri qisam sabr ki gunao se nafs ko rokne mein, jo takleef mein deal ho. And she says the second type of sabr, and that is to control the nafs from committing sin. That this nafs wants to go to sin, to control it. That is sabr, to control it. So with regard to that, dil mein usse bardasht karna, in the heart to tolerate it, committing a sin, and to make that sabr, stay away from the demand is so great. Now how do you make sabr and stay away? Koshish karti hoon. I do make the effort to stay away from sin, whatever type of sin. Baaz awqat kamyab, or baaz awqat nakam ho jati ho. Sometimes I'm successful, I stay away from the sin. Sometimes I'm not successful, I get involved in the sin. So Hazrat writes a very important reply. May Allah give us all tawfiq to bring it into our lives. Jo ibadat wajib hai. All the ibadat which is compulsory on a person. Mathalan, faraz wajib sunnat muakkada. And that is mainly what is faraz on us. Sunnat-e-wajib and sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Nafil, that is nafil. Sunnat-ghair-mu'akkada, that is. But these three main ibadats, whatever is faraz upon us, whatever is wajib upon us, whatever is sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Usme agar kami hai, to ilaj ye hai. If in that you are not being punctual, then the treatment for that is this. Ke himmat karke nafs ko ibadat par jamaye. That with himmat, courage, and Allah has given everyone courage. May Allah give us tawfiq to use it. Just to be reading tasbih or just to make dua is not sufficient. Hazrat Ahmad Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam was tempted by Zulaikha, at that time was not the time to make dua. That was the time to run from this. And so we also, Allah forgive us, guide us, give us that courage. We just keep on making dua that, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq. Ya Allah, to go out in jamaat, to stay away from distance, to get out of distance. So that is not sufficient. A person must take that courage. Allah give us that izdeh. We got that himmat. Allah give us the tawfiq to use it. And that also we will say Allah must do it for us. We have to move. May Allah give us that tawfiq, and everything is from Allah's side. Allah pull us towards Him. As it is said that, oh Allah, make us jazb, pull us towards You in such a way that nothing of the dunya can pull us away from You. And the main thing is our nafs. That keeps us away all the time. So Allah, let us get over and control this nafs of ours. Himmat karke, nafs ko ibadat par jamai, ha kitni hi takleef ho. And no matter what difficulty there might be. Normally, we are so lazy, Allah forgive us, that under normal circumstances also we are lax in our ibadah. And this difficulty refers to, like for example, Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allahu Akbar, these people were farishtas. He was traveling by train, and the whole train, anyone who has traveled in India in a train, and the unreserved coaches, full packed to capacity. So, but on and he with him was his khadim Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Mirti, Rahmatullah Alayhi. He writes, he says that when I woke up, the khadim, the sheikh was already up. And this is what is a sheikh, Allah make us like that. And he had already made his wuzu when I went by him. And now, no place, somehow, somewhere, I managed to get some place, and he read his 2.5 suparas in tahajjud. Oh, wow. In that condition, his 2.5 suparas he read in tahajjud. Now Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, where are we? Allah Ta'ala make us maaf, and those who strive in this way, mashallah, did it. Then I think in that same journey they reached in Rajasthan, Jaipur I think, and the host was a person who wasn't of the town. He was also a guest there, so he couldn't make proper arrangements. So he took them to a lodge which was dark, no light, and it was stinking, there was smell also. And they were hungry also. It was late at night also. So one of them said, I'll go and try and find some light, something to burn, a candle, those days, whatever it was, a little. So he went. Then Manana, his khadim, Manana Ashiq Ilahi, he saw this person long, he's not coming back, so he went and looked. When he came back, then just at that moment, that person came also. Then they found that little light, but just a little light, and it was also just going on and off, and a little, it went off also. The little food they had with them, they ate. And then they found some bed and made it for Maulana, he's rested. Then Maulana Ashiq Ilahi said, when I got up for tahajjud, I found Hazrat is missing, nowhere, anywhere. So then I saw a masjid in the distance. So I went to the masjid and Abad, Hazrat was there, reading his tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. And how many other kissas of his like this? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We in Ramzan also, the nights of these people, right? The Sadim say that they didn't know what is sleep in Ramzan. We waiting now, and 2.5 supara, I think, are between Maghrib and Isha also, Awwabin. And then no time for any eating. Allahu Akbar. This is how Allah, may Allah give us tawfiq. How far are we from this? May Allah give us tawfiq. So at least the faraiz, may Allah give us tawfiq, that in these difficult conditions also, a person must not much his faraiz. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, his room and the masjid was very near. But in old age he had some problem, and it was so difficult for him, and pain he suffered, that in between he had to sit down also. In that short little, about 5-10 steps it took. So then Harim should say, you make namaz in the... He said that is a person with no himmat. Kam himmati ki baat hai. That a person doesn't take the courage to make this himmat. And these are our ideals, what we talk about. But how much have I got it in my life? May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us, inshallah. اسی طرح گناہوں سے روکنے میں جو تکلیف ہوتی ہے اس کو برداشت کرنے میں بجز ہمت کے اور کوئی علاج نہیں. The same way Hazrat says that to save yourself from sin, there is nothing else but himmat, that courage which Allah has given you. And Allah tests us, He has given us that courage, it is for us to use it. all types of sin, whether it is backbiting, whether it is bad nazri, whether it is lying, any sin. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Thaan le ke guna ki haram lazzat nahi uthani hai. You determine for yourself, I'm not going to enjoy myself in haram, in guna. Kha jaan jaati rahe, even if your life goes away. Allah give us tawfiq. Nafs ko darane ke liye, and when your nafs tells you, Lord, it's enjoyment, do this, do that, akhirat ke azab ka muraqaba kare. Just think of the azab of the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala, qabr, and in this dunya already, qabr, in the, on the day of qiyamah, if we read, what it is, Allah Ta'ala, be kind to us. Aur phir bhi kabhi guna ho jaye, and if you do make a guna still, to ittila'i hal kare, then inform. That is also important, that a person should inform so that you can get reprimanded. Or jo saza sheikh muqarrar kare, us par amal kare. And then whatever punishment the sheikh will tell you for your nafs, do that. Do that, give that punishment. Masalan wo kuch nawafil bataye. For example, he said, read some nafils, ya sadqa, or give some charity. Uske hukam ko baja laye. Do what the sheikh teaches you. And in that way, then slowly you'll get out. And these people, mashallah, who did this, who made this effort and went in this way, then afterwards gunas just left them. Eh? They didn't have to then give up gunas, gunas left them. May Allah give us also tawfiq, inshallah. In Kashkol-e Ma'arifat, Hazrat writes, ilm or zikr ka ta'alluq, the connection between knowledge and zikr. There is a great connection between the two, and very, very important also. حَتَّ عَلَنَ اَهْلِ عِلْمِ كُو اَهْلِ ذِكَرْ سَ تَعْبِيرْ فَرْمَایَا هَي. In the Quran Sharif, the people of knowledge, Allah has referred to them as the people of zikr. That is, the people of knowledge should be making their zikr. In that also, all of us check ourselves whether we're doing our zikr regularly, what is prescribed, what is our normal zikr, whether we are completing it. Allah says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of zikr if you don't know. So who must you ask? You must ask the people of zikr, Allah Ta'ala says. اگر تم کو علم نہیں ہے تو اہل ذکر سے سوال کرو. یعنی اہل علم سے. And یہ اہل ذکر, it meant اہل علم, the people of knowledge. ہمارے مرشد حضرت مولانا شاہ عبدالغنی پھلپوری رحمت اللہ علی فرمایا کرتے تھے. Hazrat says that our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, Ke Allah Ta'ala ne ahle ilm ko ahle zikr se ta'bir farma kar. By calling the people of knowledge, the people of zikr. What Allah has drawn out from this, ahle ilm ko zikr ki taraf tawajjuh dilaye. Allah has informed the people of knowledge that they should be even more particular about their zikr. کہ علماء کی خاص جان اللہ تعالیٰ کی یاد ہے کہ main way of the علماء, that is the علماء حق, may Allah make us of them, the way is that they are in the remembrance of اللہ تعالیٰ. غفلت ایک سانس کو بھی نہ ہو. You should not be unmindful of اللہ تعالیٰ, حضرت says, for even one breath. تم سا کوئی ہمدم کوئی دمساز نہیں ہے. Oh Allah, you are such a companion that every moment you have to be with us. We have to be with you every moment. And that is the object, as Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, that the object of knowledge is to make ibadat. And the object of ibadat is to remember Allah all the time. And if we are not remembering Allah, that means our ibadat is not something wrong. And if we are not coming on to ibadat, that means our ilm is something wrong. Ilm has to take us on to ibadat, and ibadat has to take us on to the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, that we think of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Baate to hai har dam, magar awaz nahi hai. All the time you'll be talking with Allah, but no sound is coming. In other words, you are remembering Allah Ta'ala all the time. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this condition. ہم تم ہی بس آگاہ ہیں اس ربط خفی سے. It is only we and you, O Allah, who know of this secret connection which we have got. Like we press a button, the gate opens, for example. And there is a secret connection which nobody can see. Like that, this connection with Allah Ta'ala must be there all the time. Ma'alum, kisi aur ko ye raaz nahi hai. Nobody else knows the secret. May Allah make us that just not outwardly we appear to be like the buzurgs and pious people. And like Mufti Ali said, that outwardly like big maulanas and sufis, but inside there is nothing. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali ne تفسیر روح المعانی میں اہل ذکر سے مراد علماء لکھا ہے. In the great تفسیر of علماء آلوسی رحمت اللہ علی, he has written there that اہل ذکر, as the people of ذکر, is meant اہل علم, the people of knowledge. اور قرینہ لا تعلمون بھی اس کی تائید کرتا ہے. And that Allah said, if you don't know, then ask the people of zikr, which shows that this is the people of knowledge. That if you don't know, so you will ask the people who know. The Hazrat writes it nicely here, jin se sawal kiya jaye wo ahle ilm ho. Who you ask, must be people of knowledge. Warna be ilm se sawal karke kya paayega? If a person who hasn't got knowledge, he asks a person who hasn't got knowledge, what is he going to get in that? So you have to ask a person who's got, that is what Allah means here, not just a person who's making lot of zikr. May Allah save us from that category of those Sufis who make lot of tasbih, etc. But masail, they don't know masail. The real, it is written, the real Sufis are the fuqaha, the people who know fiqh and who practice on the fiqh. They are the real Sufis. And they are the ones who know. Otherwise, just making zikr all the time and not remembering, not knowing masail. Like in the Ijtima also, how Maulana Ibrahim stressed on the importance of knowledge. So important it is. May Allah Ta'ala let us have the for every person what knowledge he has to have. May Allah bless us with that. اور حضرت فرماتے تھے, اینڈ حضرت مولانا پھولپوری رحمت اللہ علی used to say کہ امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علی نے ذکر کی حدیث پر بخاری شریف کو ختم فرمایا. اینڈ امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علی has completed his کتاب بخاری شریف on the کلمتان حبیبتان الی الرحمن او کما قال علی الصلاة والسلام الی آخر الحدیث, that on ذکر سبحان اللہ بحمده سبحان اللہ سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وحمده سبحان الله العظيم. On that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has completed his kitab. So Hazrat used to say ذکر کی حدیث پر بخاری شریف کو ختم فرمایا تاکہ علماء صرف پڑھنے پڑھانے پر ہی اکتفا نہ کرے. So that it is not just learning and teaching of it, بلکہ ذکر کے اہتمام سے اپنے مالک کا قرب حاصل کرے. But by being regular on zikr, to get the closeness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Then Hazrat writes beautifully here again, may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on this. Kamyabi to kaam se hogi. You will become successful by doing the work. Na ke husne kalam se hogi. Not just by having beautiful talks. Zikr ke iltizam se hogi. By be making sure that you make your zikr regularly. For small excuses, we miss our zikr, we don't do it regularly. Fikr ke ihtimam se hogi. By having fikr and having care of fikr, that I must do my work, by this it will be done. So himmat is a very important thing. For anything a person makes, himmat. And then he makes his fikr also. Your preparation for your namazas, for everything, you start preparing. There are how many fortunate people who have already started preparing for Ramzan Day Ibadat. How are we going to spend our days in Ibadat, nights in Ibadat? People asking how many khatams, how to make our khatams, etc. People going in Jamaat all the time in the path of Allah. All this is that concern. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali farmate the ke zikr ka nafa ahlullah ke saath taalluq se pura naseeb hota hai. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that the benefit of zikr will really come when a person gets himself connected with the ahlullah. Then he will really get the true benefit of zikr. One is, a person makes zikr on his own. If we read the Fazail kitab, any kitab on zikr, we start making. And one is that you learn, you see this ahlullah, how they make zikr. May Allah give us tawfiq and see that how they put their hearts into that zikr and how they immerse in that zikr. Then we will get some idea what that zikr is. جیسے تلوار کاٹ تو کرتی ہے, لائک سورڈ اٹ ول کٹ, نائف اٹ ول کٹ, مگر جب کسی سپاہی کے ہاتھ میں ہوتی ہے, بٹ اٹ سورڈ ول کٹ وین اٹ از ان سمبڈی ان دا سولجرز ہینڈ, جسٹ دا سورڈ لائنگ آن دا گراؤنڈ, جسٹ دا نائف لائنگ آن دا گراؤنڈ از ناٹ, دا نائف از گوئنگ ٹو کٹ, بٹ وین اٹ از ان سمبڈیز ہینڈ. May Allah give us tawfiq that we learn to make our zikr also properly, and that we do it then regularly and properly. And all this, whether it is zikr, whether it is Quran Sharif, all this, if we do it regularly, then inshallah it will grow. But if we just leave it alone, then it fades away, starts going away. So even the zikr, everything, we should try and be regularly. And wherever we are, if we can get a few friends together and we make our zikr even better. Some of our zikr, do it on our own also. Some of it, do it with the friends also. In this way, we will get much more benefit. Here we read this instance which Hazrat has written. And we came across this, we heard it many times in our bayans, etc. Hikayate Charwaha or Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. The instance of the shepherd and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a shepherd in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. His instance, his story, which is not a story that we understand. Story means just like a story. But this is a genuine happening that took place, an instance. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام کی زمانے میں ایک مجذوب اور خدا تعالی کا عاشق صادق بکریہ چرایا کرتا تھا. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام, in the time of موسیٰ علیہ السلام, there was one great مجذوب, a person who was drowned in the love of Allah تعالی. But he was simple, just herding his goats. That was his work. He had goats, he used to look after them. But he was immersed in the love of Allah تعالی. اور پہاڑوں کی گھاٹیوں میں مخلوق سے دور عشق الہی میں چاک گریباں روتا پھرتا تھا. And in the valleys of the mountains, where they were far away from mankind, from people, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, but he was not worried about his clothes, how they are. He was should cry just in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So much love he had of Allah Ta'ala. اور حق تعالیٰ سے درخواست کرتا تھا, and he should speak to Allah تعالیٰ in this way, اے خدا, اے میرے اللہ. But he didn't know who Allah is, but he had love for Allah. So this is also something, Allah's love also, and the معرفت of Allah also. We talk so much about معرفت, but that love, look at him, he didn't have that معرفت as such, but what love he had. اے میرے اللہ, آپ مجھ کو کہاں ملیں گے, where will I meet you, oh my Allah. اگر آپ مجھ کو مل جاتے تو میں آپ کا نوکر ہو جاتا. If I should have found you, I should become your servant. I should have worked for you. اور آپ کی گدری سیاہ کرتا. And I should sew your blanket for you. Added on, لحاف, گدرو. I should sew that for you. اور آپ کی سر میں کنگھی کیا کرتا. And I should comb your hair for you. I should always comb your hair for you. اور آپ کو کبھی بیماری پیش آتی تو میں آپ کی خوب غمخاری کرتا. And if ever you had to get sick, oh my Allah, then I should be there to look after you, to give you solace and look after you. اے اللہ, اگر میں آپ کا گھر دیکھ لیتا, if I know where you live, your house, oh Allah, تو صبح اور شام آپ کے لیے گھی دودھ لایا کرتا. Then I should bring ghee and milk for you. Morning, I should make your khidmat. I should do everything for you. Aur aapke haath ko bosa deta. And I should have kissed your hand. Aur aapke pairon ki malish karta. And I should massage you also. Aur jab aapke sone ka waqt ho jata, to aapke sone ki jagah ko jharu se khoob saaf karta. And when it will be time for you to sleep, he didn't know who Allah Ta'ala is. Allah is free of all these things. Nothing, but he had love for his creator. But he didn't know him. So he said, I should have cleaned your place of sleeping properly and let you sleep nicely. Ya Allah, aapke upar meri tamam bakriya qurban ho. And for you, all my goats, I sacrifice them for you. Whatever I own, everything what I have, I give it to you. اے اللہ, بکریوں کے بہانے سے میں جو الفاظ ہائے ہائے کرتا ہوں, and when I'm herding my goats, and then I say hi, it looks like outwardly I'm taking my goals this way, that way, but that is not the case. What I'm doing actually, dar asal aapki muhabbat ki taraf mein karta. I'm saying that in your love, O Allah. I'm not saying it for the goats. This is just an excuse. Bakriya to sirf bahana hai. These goats are just an excuse. I'm not saying it for them. Al-gharas wo charwaha hatta ala se apna istirab ish is taur se bayan kar raha tha. That in short, this person was a shepherd. He did not have knowledge of deen as such, but he had great love of Allah Ta'ala. So he was explaining his love for Allah in his way. Which Hazrat has put that in poetic form, and in front we will read then how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Musa alayhi salam heard it, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam knew who Allah Ta'ala is, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. Then Musa alayhi salam, Allah informed him, correct this person and teach him my marifat, who I am. May Allah Ta'ala bless us also with the true marifat to know Allah correctly. Otherwise, there are those people who believe in three gods also. There are other people who believe that Allah is like a human being, etc. So that must be also correct. And then that love of Allah also. Allah must be in our heart. The love of Allah must be in our heart. May Allah bless us all. And this is the prescription to get to Allah and to be saved in this dunya and akhirat, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني تلمراه جايك مدانه توهي توهو توهي توهو توهي تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بگل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الہی عطا و ذر درد دل کہ مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں یہ دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں وہ طالب تیرا اٹھا امرک امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئے دم تا ابد جانا چنی میں بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 احراج آسما حمدم نبود را غیر خدا محرم نبود اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو، ہاں مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو، چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو، بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 جل جلالہ و تعالی الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يولينا حبك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشكنا بمعصيتك. اللهم اجعل حبك احب الاشياء الينا واجعل خشيتك اخوف الاشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق الى لقائك. واذا اكرت اعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فاكرر اعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم انا نسالك الصحه والعفه والامانه وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت وهون علينا سكرات الموت. اللهم اختم بالسعاده اجالنا واجعل لنا في جنتك مسيرنا ومعالنا. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم واهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.